Please rise. To share our story, we come to break the bread, we come to know our rising from the dead. We come as your people, we come as your own. Each other, love finds a home. We come to share our story. We come to break the bread. We come to know our rising from the
of God our Father and the Lord Jesus be with you. As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of Christ, we call to mind God's mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, in our Sunday worship, you call us to share with one another the living bread that has come down from heaven. Fill us with the love of Christ. Stir us by his own example to break the bread of earth as well and to share it generously with others so that every hunger of body and spirit may be satisfied. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
A reading from the second book of Kings. A man came bringing food from the first fruits to Elijah, the man of God, 20 loaves of barley and fresh ears of corn in his sack. Elijah said, "Give it to the people and let them eat." But his servant said, "How can I set this before 100 people?" So Elijah repeated, "Give it to the people and let them eat, for thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some left." The servant set it before them, they ate and had some left, according to the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Us, he answers all our needs. The hand of the Lord feeds us, he answers all our needs. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God. The hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live. The hand of the Lord feeds us, he answers all our needs. The Lord is just in all his ways and loving in all his deeds. He is close us to all who call him, who call on him from their hearts. The hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. I, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in all. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O
Lord. Once again, Jesus traveled across the Sea of Galilee, also known as the Sea of Tiberias. There were many people who followed him because they had been witnesses to the signs he had worked among the sick. Jesus and his disciples walked to the top of the hill. It was almost Passover time. And when Jesus looked out and he saw the crowd, he said, "How will we possibly feed all these people?" And yet he knew clearly what he was going to do. Philip spoke up and said, "Even if we had 6 months' wages, we couldn't buy food enough for all of these." And then Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said, "There is a young boy here who has 5 barley loaves and a couple of dried fish. But what are they among so many?" Jesus had them invite the people to sit down. There was a lot of grass in the place. And so over 5,000 people sat down. Jesus took the loaves and he gave thanks and then began to distribute those loaves to the seated people. And he did the same with the dried fish. Everybody ate and was satisfied. And then Jesus said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments so that nothing is lost." Now when the people saw this, they were amazed and they said, "Truly this is the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." And Jesus was aware that they were preparing to come and force him to be king. So he left them and he hid himself in the mountain. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the only miracle story that appears in all 4 Gospels. And yet the story that you and I have put before us today from the Gospel of St. John is remarkably different from Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Remarkably in the sense that in this Gospel there is identified for us the person who makes it possible for this miracle to occur. A young boy. It's the only place he appears in the scriptures. We have no idea where he came from. We have no idea what his life was after this. But for this moment, he stood at the center. He overheard Jesus say, "How is it possible for us to feed all these people?" And as the adults were puzzling with this, This child raised his hands and he says, I know, pick me, I can do it. And then Andrew said, he has 5 barley loaves and a couple of dried fish. With enthusiasm, this young boy gives his lunch to Jesus. Now, there is a tradition that said all those 5,000 people brought their own lunch. But they didn't know that each other had brought their lunch. And so they were unwilling to open up their lunch and eat because they were afraid their neighbor would demand of them and there wouldn't be enough. And that same tradition said that once this boy said, "Here, take my lunch," all the adults were shamed. And they began to open up their lunches and to share them with each other. And what you and I know is that when you're invited to a potluck supper, there's always, always more food than the group can eat. And so it was that day. And as they went around to pick up the leftovers, they were able to fill 12 baskets of food. The message in the story is Jesus is impotent to do the miracle until the boy steps forward. The action of human beings is absolutely essential for the action of God to occur. Jesus will do nothing without engaging his people. Every single one of us has something to offer. Every single one of us has a gift that Jesus can use. Every single one of us can respond to his question. And by what we offer, the best that we have, miracles occur. We pray this day that we may have the courage of that young boy.